And welcome to another week at the movies. Julie Rigg here with Movie Time on ABC Radio National and round the world on Radio Australia on web and pod at abc.net.au/rn. There's good news and bad news this week. Among the new films is an Australian drama set in the trenches of the Western Front during the First War. A classic war film, this. Beneath Hill 60, it's called, and we'll meet its director, Jeremy Sims, and star Brendan Cowell later in the show. That, I think, is the good news. Then there's the Irish drama The Eclipse, starring Kieran Hines, a somewhat supernatural drama set in a seaside town in Ireland. There's also The Book of Eli. This time it's Denzel Washington taking to that well-worn post-apocalypse road and tramping across a parched America. Now, it's no secret these post-apocalypse road movies are metaphors for something very deep. But what exactly is this one? A lament for a godless America? Jason DeRosso will be along to decipher it for us. All is not lost, though. In Trash and Treasure this week, our guest is film designer Sarah Stolman, and she's going to talk about Fritz Lang's classic 1931 drama M, starring Peter Lorre. She's seen things in this marvellously evocative film I've been, frankly, too scared to notice. Sarah Stolman coming up. All in, though, it's probably best to stay in the trenches this week with the extraordinary true life Australian hero Oliver Woodward leading a bunch of miners tunnelling under the German lines beneath Hill 60.
They're almost on top of us.
You've got to send the charge.
No. That'll set off the main mine. Wait till they're a few feet away, then use the camouflage.
A few feet.
You have a book. Can I see it?
No, you can now.
I just want to look at it.
I said no.
Listen, I can't even read. Come on, please let me see it. What is with you? It is just a book.
It's not just a book.
Laisse-moi te présenter Gabriel Chanel, Igor Stravinsky.
Je vois votre nom partout.
Ravi de vous revoir.
You should leave, Nicholas.
What?
What's it to you who calls here anyway?
Lena, that guy is a stalker.
No, he's not a stalker.
I see the way he looks at you. He's a stalker. They're failed writers, all of them.
The Week in Film, thanks Michelle Goldsworthy. Now, just before we jump into this week's films, I want to let you know that on May the 2nd, Radio National will be hosting a new round of film screenings in our capital cities. They're of Michael Haneke's celebrated film, The White Ribbon. This film is from one of Europe's best filmmakers. It's set in an Austrian village on the eve of the First World War, a village in which there are strange deaths and disappearances, in which the children of the town are implicated. It's a stunning film. Think Heimat crossed with Children of the Damned. It actually won the Palme d'Or at Cannes last year. We only bring you the best at Radio National. What's different this time around is that to get the tickets for free screenings, you have to go to our own Movie Time website. The screenings are in Adelaide, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne and Sydney on May the 2nd. To book your ticket, go to abc.net.au/rn/movietime and then bang on that button marked competitions and events. Now, Jason's just joined me. Tell me about The Book of Eli. Why has Denzel Washington taken to the road?
Well, he's taken to the road in this parched landscape of a post-apocalypse America, carrying a precious cargo. He's carrying a book. Books have become scarce commodities in this post-apocalypse world, and the particular book he's carrying has a special significance. Now, I won't give it away, but there is a villain, played by Gary Oldman, who wants to get his hands on the book because he thinks therein lies the secret to controlling men. It's kind of like a minimalist Western because Denzel Washington is wandering through this landscape and is being hounded by this posse of goons.
So a lot of rear views for Denzel in a hat.
He's kind of wearing an anorak here in dark shades. It's been updated. But, yeah, he's like this wandering samurai, and he's partnered for most of the film by this very pretty young runaway played by Mila Kunis.
Is it worth a look? Is it worth the journey?
I think as a genre film it is because it's got this clockwork precision and this kind of inevitable forward motion. It's really nicely choreographed, looks great.
But, you know, on some bits of forward motion, you can go to sleep, like on trains.
The metaphor here
isn't
great.
Does it hold
great.
Up? No. And do we have a deep meaning here?
I don't think there's a great meaning, no.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. The book of Eli is screening now and it's rated MA.